love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, and I'm your Walk the Talk host, Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen.
Oh, too hot and sweaty.
Bad hair day.
Too fat.
Too many wrinkles.
Too harsh.
Too dim.
Oh, take me back to 2010, where I used to sit on my balcony, totally makeupless, with a ponytail, recording videos on my webcam. What a difference a decade makes. But it's only in our heads, right? At the end of the day, the content we create is so much more important than how we look. And most of the time, ladies, we're looking absolutely gorgeous. But it's not about how we look, is it? It's about how we feel. Do we feel comfortable on that camera? Do we feel like we look our best, guys and gals alike? So here are my 6 tips to feeling super comfy on camera, no matter how old you think you are. Hello there, Joe here, and welcome to another episode of Make It Happen Monday, the show you want to be watching or listening to if you want to build a business from anywhere in the world. And today we are talking about getting comfy in front of the camera, no matter how old you think you are. Now, this is a huge issue for so many of us, particularly us girls, right? And particularly my target market, which is 45 plus. So now not only are we worried about our bodies, but we're also worried about how old we look and are people going to take us seriously and all of those kind of insecurities that go along with it. So are we ever truly going to be super comfortable in front of the camera? I don't know, but what we can do is make it very easy to step in front of a video camera and record a quick video. So welcome to my studio. This is actually tip number one. I have recorded videos from around the world. I have been in swimming pools. I have been in aeroplane toilets, very popular one, that one. Walking down the road, bedrooms, front lounges, back gardens, beaches, rocks, you name it. I have made videos absolutely everywhere across the world. And it's one of the easiest things to do now with our mobile phones, which is simply to flip open the phone, or you don't even have to flip it open anymore. See, I told you my target market was 45 plus. Nowadays, you just hold the phone or use a selfie stick, one of my favorite little tools here, a selfie stick, and you put your camera on the end of it and you hold it out and you can make a quick video. And oh my gosh, I'm gonna tell you a bonus tip here actually, right at the very beginning of this video, before we even launch into my main tips. That is sunglasses. Women, ladies, sunglasses. If you're having a bad eye day, if you've had a bit of a bad night's sleep or you're feeling a bit puffy, throw on a pair of sunglasses, record a video with a selfie stick, and away you go. Oh, hides a multitude of sins. But anyway, what I want to talk about as tip one right now is that when you're at home, one of the easiest ways to be able to get in front of that video camera and start recording is to set up a little home studio. So make it super, super simple. This is actually a spare bedroom. You can do it in a spare bedroom, a corner of the lounge, a garage, you know, wherever you can find a little spare space in your house. Set it up so that the lighting is in place, that the sound is pretty good, that you have everything you need, maybe your tripod set up, and it's there all the time. So when you're in the mood, which is not all the time, but when you're in the mood, you can simply go and sit down in front of the video camera and record that video with total ease. Everything's already set up. The easier that you can make it to literally just sit down and record, then the more likely you are to do it. Tip number two. All right, so this is coming from somebody who generally wings it. I must admit, I am a bit of a winger, especially when I'm out traveling or on the road or whatever. I will just pick up my video camera and kind of say what's on my mind then and there. But I can tell you now, they are never my best videos. I really highly recommend you script your videos. Now, like me, you may wonder how the big guys do it, how these guys and girls who are always in front of the video cameras
Do they script it? Do they use bullet points? Are they using a teleprompter? I wonder what the secret is. Well, I can't speak for them. All I can tell you is how I do it, and I use bullet points. So I will basically say, hey, this is my, I will write out my intro. So my major introduction that I know I want to cover, and then I will cover my main points and remind myself what I want to say at the end as well. And then basically through the video, and we're getting onto the next tip now, I will then look at those bullet points each shot I do, and I will then be able to talk about that specific bullet point. So tip number three is to record it in blocks. So I don't record a video right the way from beginning to end. Sometimes I do if it's a subject that I'm really, really passionate about and I'm just like, rah, I'm just gonna say this all out in 5 minutes and I'm not gonna even breathe. But 9 times out of 10, I will do it in blocks. So right now I'm talking to you and we are on tip three. And what will happen is in a second, I will lean back and I will look at my notes and I will say, oh, there's tip four. And I will come forward and I will record that. And then when I get to the editing, I will edit out that section of me leaning back and checking my notes. So it's a nice, seamless video. Tip one, tip two, tip three. And now I'm going to tell you tip four, and I'm not going to edit this out. Tip four is to batch create your videos. So what do I mean by that? Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm not in the mood. I don't want to do it. I'm having a bad hair day. I'm having a fat day. I've got too many bags under my eyes day, whatever day. I'm not in the mood and I don't want to record videos. So on those days, I'm doing other stuff, social media, writing, going out with friends, having lunch, blah, blah, blah. So the days I am in the mood though, the days I wake up and go, I want to be on video camera, never quite happens like that. But on the days that I am in the mood and I'm in the zone and I'm like, yes, come on, let's go and record, I will actually come up to my studio. I will bring up 4 or 5 costume changes, 4 or 5 t-shirts. I will bring all my notes and my scripts that I have previously written, and I will sit down and record 2, 3, 4 videos in one sitting. So I might spend the whole day up here recording a few videos in one go. And then of course I will go off and edit those videos and get them ready for publishing. Now, this is a super useful way to create lots and lots of your content, not just videos. You can do this with blog posts or podcasts or whatever it is that you are creating, to really kind of batch that content and do it all in one sitting. Really does make content creation and being consistent super efficient. Tip number five, you do not need any fancy equipment. I have got 2 workman style LED lights, 2 very, very high tech pinkish pillowcases acting as light dimmers because they're a bit harsh. I have a camera tripod, I have my iPhone looking at me, and I have a Sennheiser lapel mic, which I bought off Amazon, or maybe I bought in JB Hi-Fi in Australia or somewhere. But anyway, that plugs straight into my iPhone, and away we go. That's it. Now, you know, are these videos absolute top quality? Are they super ready to go out there onto Netflix? No, they're not. Are they good enough for my purpose, which is to try and educate, inspire, and entertain my audience? Right now, absolutely, yes, they are. So whatever you do, don't get bogged down by, I need fancy equipment. Just get out there and get started. And then tip number six is, you gotta stop worrying. We just have to stop worrying. We're getting older. We're getting longer in the tooth. We do not look like the bikini clad teenagers on Instagram, or maybe some of us do, whatever. The simple fact is that the stories we're telling ourselves in our head are irrelevant. The content we're creating is the most important thing we need to focus on. And if you want some inspiration, get out there and look at other people who are doing it. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at Marie Forleo, who's been going for years, God love her. Look at Mari Smith, who's just amazing on Facebook Lives. Look at Brené Brown. Look at all of these women who are not bikini-clad teenagers, and they're out there, they're doing it, they're making it happen. And that goes for you guys as well. I aim this more at the women because it tends to be the women that have a bit more of an issue going on camera because of the way they look, because of body image and all that kind of stuff. But really, stop worrying. The key thing is to get super clear on your message, super clear on who it is you want to help, and focus solely on that. And what has popped up now on my screen, hopefully if you're watching this on YouTube, is a link to my video, How to Stand Out When You Think Everybody Else is Crushing It. Go and watch that, because that's all about getting super clear on your message and who it is you want to serve. So that's it for today. I do hope that this video has been useful. I'd love to chat to you in the comments below. Come and tell me, has this video helped? Are you going to make, in fact, respond with a video. Come on, let's have a challenge. Get in front of a video camera, make a little video, come into the comment section below, post your video link and respond with a video. I would love to see that. That would just absolutely make my day. So I do hope that this video has had an impact and inspires you to take some action. Thanks very much for watching. Do come and join my Facebook group, Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. I share tips, tricks and strategies every day on building your very own lifestyle business. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button as well. Thanks very much for watching. Have an amazing week. And as always, live life on purpose. And of course, make it happen. See you again next week.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It literally takes a tenth of a second to hit those little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors, so please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a microangel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast, and in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.